and a very good Sunday morning to you. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We encourage you to listen each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to answer Bible questions from our listeners. Please write those questions to the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330. Every week we will endeavor to answer those questions with a Bible answer. We encourage you to visit our website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of the Word of God. We also invite you to our worship services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. They will be given at the end of this broadcast. We invite you to any of all of these services. You will always be warmly received. The question here this morning has to do with the word reign. It says, sometimes we sing a song that ends, and shall reign with him forever. Many believe we will reign with him on earth. Others believe it's in heaven. Which is it? This is a very good question, and one that has caused much confusion in the religious world. 90% of mainstream religion today believe that there's going to be a 1,000-year reign and a rule on the earth with Christ sitting on the throne of David in the city of Jerusalem. This is called premillennialism. And yet, is this what the Bible teaches? Is there going to be a reign with him on the earth? Or is he reigning in heaven? So let's see what the Bible says. When the Apostle Paul asked the Lord about how the apostles would be compensated for having left all to follow Jesus, what did the Lord answer? Assuredly I say to you, and this is to Peter, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew 19:28. One major reason the Jews refused to accept Jesus as Christ is that they insisted that the Messiah, the Christ, would sit on a literal throne on the earth, to be a literal physical king. People in our day still making the same basic mistake with the thrones of the apostles and with the reign of Christ. Notice these points from the verse we just read. Jesus said he would sit on the throne of his glory. And Peter shows on the day of Pentecost that he was then sitting on the throne. This Jesus, God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heaven, but he himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Acts 2:31-34. Again, please notice carefully the verse again. The adverb when shows that the apostles will sit upon the thrones at the time that Jesus would sit on the throne. That means that the reign of the apostles began on Pentecost also. Was theirs a literal throne? Of course not. Remember the words Jesus told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. John 18:36. His rule is not an earthly throne, and neither is the rule of the apostles. He told them, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19. Again, Jesus told the apostles, he who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Luke 10:16. That defines the reign of the apostles as it defines the reign of Christ. Jesus does not reign over his people with guns, with clubs, or handcuffs. His is a spiritual reign, empowered only by the people's willingness to be governed by his will in their lives. When people trust him, they believe in him and his words, and they apply them and obey them. That is his reign. Jesus does not reign over those who reject him, for they remain in the devil's domain. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 8, verse 44. Please also read Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. In the same way, when the apostles preach the gospel of Christ, the power of God to salvation, Romans 1, verse 16, they were reigning with Christ. For his word changed people and gave them newness of life, Romans 6, verse 4. As Jesus reigns through the gospel, so does those who delivered that gospel are said to be on the 12 thrones. The reign of Christ in the lives of people today is also through his word, given by the apostles as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. Please read 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 13. When one submits to his will, revealed in the scripture, Christ reigns in us. When we leave sin to live for Christ, we are said to reign also. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even those who have not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. For if by one man's offense many died, much more by the grace and the gift of God, one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. Romans 5, 14 through 21, and also chapter 6, verse 12. If we give ourselves to sin, then sin reigns in us unto death. If we give ourselves to Jesus Christ, then grace lives in us, and we live spiritually. The reign of Christians is based on living by the word of Christ. Paul wrote, if we endure, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. 2 Timothy 2:12. That is why John wrote of the song which is sung in heaven about Jesus, and has made us kings and priests to our God, that we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 5:10. This is not a future reign, but a present reign upon the earth. But still, remember, it is a spiritual reign based on the epistles of Christ. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3. As our life show the world that we have the beauty of Jesus living in us. This is why Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2, verse 20. Christ reigns through us, through our lives, which are his. That is our reign with him. I know that some reject this ideal of Christians reigning, but what is based upon is the faulty reasoning of the kind of reign of which the scriptures teach. Our reign is not based on any type of force or on any personal authority in which we have. It is based on showing the power and proper power and authority of Christ by our submission to his will. When we live for him on earth, we have the promise that we shall be reigning with him in the New Testament age. And after this life, there shall be no night there, that you will have no need of lamp nor light or of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 22 and verse 5. Sadly, dear listener, there is a grand misconception concerning the reign of Jesus upon the earth. But if you would carefully study the scriptures, there is not one passage that ever says that the Lord will ever step foot on the earth. In Acts chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, when he ascended back to the Father, following his resurrection and after being with his disciples and talking with them and being seen by many, he went back and ascended to heaven, and we were told in Acts 1, verse 11, that he will come in the same manner that he left. How did he leave? He left in the clouds. How will he return? In the clouds. The angel said that he will return in like manner in which he left. We understand that Jesus was not a physical king. John chapter 6, verse 15, he fled away from those who tried to make him a king. He was not a physical king. That's why the Jews rejected him. They wanted a return to former glory. They wanted a nation. They wanted a king. They wanted release from Roman oppression. And they thought that Jesus was the remedy for that, and that he was going to release them from their bondage to Rome. He was going to be their king, and they were going to return to prominent glory. Yet, that was not God's intention. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 44 and 45, the prophet Daniel clearly showed the spiritual nature of the kingdom when he has a vision in chapter 2 that sees the four kingdoms of the world, beginning in Babylon, followed by Medo-Persia, then Greece, and then Rome. And he made the prophecy in Daniel 2, verse 44 and 45, that there would be another kingdom that would come in the days of the fourth empire, that is the Roman Empire, and that kingdom would be greater than all the kingdoms that preceded it, and it would grind and crush all those kingdoms together, and he would rule and reign in that kingdom forever. That kingdom has come, and he is reigning. He's at the right hand of God, and that kingdom is the church, and he is the head of that church. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. And as head of the church, he has all preeminence. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. He has all power and authority. Matthew 28, verse 18. And he will keep that rule and that reign until he gives it back to his Father at the final resurrection and the time of judgment, according to 1 Corinthians 15, 24 through 26. You see, he is reigning now. That was Peter's argument in Acts chapter 2. You see, the prophecy that was referred in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 through 14, that prophecy was not for a physical reign, but for a spiritual reign of David. And David was still in his grave, and his bones were still there, but Jesus was ruling and reigning at the right hand of God over his kingdom. Now, if he has a kingdom, then he has subjects. Who are those subjects? Those subjects are Christians. And he rules and he reigns over us because he is head over us. And we submit to his rule and his reign and his authority by following his will and by doing things in the prescribed manner. Therefore, we are under subjection to our king. And he is the spiritual king and the king of his kingdom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in our society today, the majority of the religious world believes that Jesus is coming back to the earth, reestablishing Judaism, sitting on the throne of David in the literal city of Jerusalem, where the temple originally was built. Such is a misunderstanding of the prophets' teaching, of the teaching of the apostles, and the promises of Jesus Christ, and the teachings of the inspired writers who wrote and guided us into all truth, John 16:13. There is no reign upon the earth. There is no thousand-year reign. There is no kingdom on earth. The kingdom is now in existence. It began on Pentecost and will last to the end of time. Dear listener, are you a member of that kingdom? Are you submitting to the rule and the reign of Jesus Christ? And are you following his will in your life in order to be a faithful subject in that kingdom? We hope so. Let us help you, show you how you can become a member. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.